This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, set to join us here in the G-Bag Nation in just a moment. We will be doing Ask Broadus coming up in 15 minutes. So if you have any questions for Broadus, you can go ahead and text those in, 877-881-1053. It is a Thursday that feels like a Friday. What you drinking, what you thinking at 5 o'clock? Go ahead and set the reminder. We are under an hour from a Thursday edition of What You Drinking, What You Thinking. But right now, it's time to go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our good buddy, Calvin Watkins. Talk some Cowboys from the Dallas Morning News. Calvin, happy 4th, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Happy 4th.
Yes, sir. We're doing well. We're doing well. You got some plans. I'm imagining some stogies and maybe some fireworks for Calvin.
You can't use fireworks within city limits. You know that. I mean, that's illegal. Come on, man. Try to get me in trouble.
Wow. Yeah, I was pulling
okay,
a fast
one.
Okay,
we asked
you
about the cigar, Calvin. Where are you going to smoke a cigar? And where is the best place and time to smoke a cigar?
I'm about to smoke a cigar right now. But there's never a bad time to smoke a cigar. I usually smoke up here in Frisco and Plano area. I might go to Addison, smoke a couple of sticks. I like going to Cigar Arts down in the Bishop Arts District. So, I bounce around, I bounce around.
Is there a certain time? I mean, I'm going to get to some cowboy questions here, but is there a certain time, like, okay, like a birthday party, a wedding, an anniversary, after a game? When's the best time for Calvin Watkins to smoke? I know you smoke them all the time. You and George Burns, the old actor, probably smoke a lot of cigars together. But when's the best? We had this discussion when the best time, because Lucius Alexander, who works with us here, he's a cigar guy, aficionado. So
I didn't know that. Yeah,
where are we talking about smoking one? The best situation.
I like smoking a good cigar after something major happens. So like when my son got a Division I scholarship, I lit one up. Mm. If I get a raise, I'll light one up. Someone's getting married or even divorced, light one up. Somebody
sure
might be happy for those types of things.
Gotcha.
I've been married 3 times, so I know all about it. So, you get a new car, light one up. I was playing golf with my son, and it was at Sherrill Park, and he was kicking my tail, and I was smoking a cigar, I threw it in the water. So, and any time a major event happens, you should always smoke a good cigar. And my grandmother taught me a long time ago, always have a bottle of champagne in the house.
Oh.
Because you might be celebrating something.
Gotcha. There you go. What are the Cowboys going to be celebrating? Is there any reason for them to celebrate going into training camp? Anything?
They should celebrate that they got a new coach, Brian Schottenheimer, and Dak Prescott's going to be healthy. CeeDee Lamb is going to be in camp, and he doesn't have to worry about his money. They have, for the first time in a year, they will have a first-round pick that will be able to play with the first-team offense.
Mm.
And that guy's name is Tyler Booker. Last year, Tyler Guyton was not on the first-team offense when training camp started. It was Chuma Adoga. So there are some positive things to think about. Obviously, it's going to be beautiful weather out there in Oxnard, California. We believe in the 80s in comparison to 98 degrees here in Texas. But those are some good things.
I love it. Calvin Watkins with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Which one of the new assistant coaches do you think will make the biggest positive impact this season?
Matt Eberflus. I think last year, and there's nothing against Mike Zimmer, because he's a good guy, but Mike Zimmer was not here. His mind was on a whole lot of a bunch of other things. He even admitted he wasn't. He didn't have the bite that he normally would have. So they didn't have a defensive coordinator that was fully vested in the Dallas Cowboys. They have one now, Matt Eberflus. And I think Matt Eberflus wants to be a head coach again at some point, and he's going to make sure he implements his defense and get the best out of some of these defensive players, because I don't think Mike Zimmer did last year. And as I said, I like Mike Zimmer as a guy, as a football guy, but last year he was not the old Mike Zimmer, and it showed on the football field.
Calvin, you mentioned about with Mike, though, and you really, really believe that it was it the first half of the season or the whole season? Did Mike kind of come back around? Did he get it going the second half? Because the team played better, but why would he not be locked in the first half, you think?
I think he liked some of the things that Dan Quinn had implemented, and he didn't want to change too much of that.
Sure.
And he admitted, you know what, I should have said, Dan Quinn's in D.C.
Yeah.
I'm here. Let me run my stuff. And you're right. Once he realized that, I got to implement my stuff. I got to get on guys' tails a little bit more. They start playing a lot better. Yeah. Now, he has some health issues. He lost Sam Williams. He lost Michael Parsons. He lost being out of Ron Bland for about 7-8 weeks. He lost Marcus Lawrence. So, you know, he has some health issues that were going against him. But implement your scheme. That's why they hired you. And obviously, in the first half of the year, it was not the Mike Zimmer that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Calvin, I think one of the toughest questions to answer right now is who is going to lead this team in rushing yards? I mean, do you have any, if you had to guess one guy, do you have a name that you're any confident in?
Javonte Williams. He's going to be the starter. He's going to share the duties with Miles Sanders. So I would say Williams is the leader right now in the clubhouse. But at some point throughout the course of the year, maybe Miles Sanders might surpass him. But for the sake of this exercise, I'm going to say Mr. Williams will be the leading rusher for the Dallas Cowboys in 2025.
Did you get any positive thoughts from the Jaden Blue stuff? I mean, I know it's early for him, but we're all pretty excited about the potential there. How much of an impact do you see him having, especially early on?
If they use him, you know, those of us who've been around this team a long time have heard, well, we want to use Kevontae Turpin a lot more. Oh, we're going to use Deuce Vaughn a lot more, and we don't see it. So they want to use Blue a lot more. Ryan Schottenheimer says, hey, look, I want to throw the ball to my running backs, the wheel routes, on him up in the slot, all those kinds of things. So I'll see it when I believe it. He's got a lot of speed. I am concerned about the fumbles because he fumbled a lot at Texas. That does not go away in the pros. You know, his hand size is his hand size, right? And these coordinators are smart. They're going to try to strip him of the football. So until he can solve that problem, that concerns me. So – but we'll see what happens when we get to Philly in week one.
Hey, Calvin, I'm under the belief, and maybe this is the stupid scout in me, that I believe there's actually going to be a competition at left tackle for that spot. That I think that Austin Richards is going to show people that he's ready to play. And not to say that, because people accuse me of not liking Guyton, and that's not true. I want to believe as a scout that a new coaching staff will consider all possibilities there. But there's people telling me it ain't going to happen, that Guyton is going to have to just fail miserably before somebody replaces him. Are you with those people, or are you thinking that maybe there's going to be somebody else at left tackle?
They like Haseem Richards. They really do. But it is really telling that Mr. Guyton was not with the first-team offense as a rookie last year.
Yeah.
And it was awfully telling that the previous coaching staff, meaning Mike McCarthy's staff, didn't believe that Guyton was tough enough, yeah. right? So to answer your question, I think, yeah, it's going to take a lot for him to lose his gig at left tackle. I like Richards. I think he's going to be the swing tackle, even though they got some vets on the O-line as well. But it's going to have to be a lot because if he doesn't start or if he loses his job at some point during the season to Richards, then that's an indictment of what they did in the draft 2 years ago, right?
Right.
So that's saying that you messed that up. You missed that one. So we'll see what happens.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Dak's health, do you feel like that's something that is he's going to be overcoming and he will get back to form?
Yeah, I think so. He gets hurt every other year, so this is the year he's not going to get hurt, right? So he'll be good, and he was moving around really good in the OTAs and doing the veteran minicamp. He's picked up a little weight, meaning in his legs, so he wants to get that stronger. He looks good. Dak always comes in shape. He just has these injuries, the ankle and I think it was the thumb, and then obviously last year the hammy. So he calls it freak things, but as you get a little older, you know, it takes a while for that body to recover, right? So, but I think he's going to be fine. I like Dak. I think he's he's in the top 10, top 15 quarterbacks in the league, and that's not a bad thing. He just needs to push his team to another level. That's the question I think that everyone is wondering, can he ever do that? But from a health perspective, he looks great.
Okay, we have a July 4th inspired game for you here. Broadus has some questions. What are we calling this, okay. Broadus?
Fireworks or dud.
Fireworks or dud, Cowboys edition, Calvin Watkins in the hot seat. Go ahead and fire him off there, Broadus.
Calvin, I'm going to give you a phrase, a name or something. You tell me, pertaining to Cowboys, this is a firework or a dud, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. College coaches on offense.
In the NFL?
For the Cowboys.
Oh, for the Cowboys.
This is all Cowboys pertain questions. College dud. Coaches.
Dud.
Dud. Dud. Now you got to explain why you think it's a dud.
I just think it's a different game up here. The players, you have to talk to them differently. The pressures get to them. I don't like it. Okay. I like pro guys coaching pro ball.
Okay. So you're thinking that this is a mistake that that Schottenheimer made by hiring these college coaches?
And for some of them, yes. Some of them, yes.
Okay, so you're saying dud. Okay.
Dud. Yes, sir.
Cowboys off season.
Dud.
Okay, 2 years ago, dud. But, okay, why a dud today?
I don't know who your starting running back is, even though I said Williams is going to lead the team in rushing. I don't like the corners that they got in Elam in the trade. Not happy with the linebackers that they got in the offseason. Thomas might be past his prime for the D-line. Yes, the George Pickens thing was a very nice move, a good trade. But when Mike Tomlin gives up on you, that says a lot about you. So, a dud.
So, Calvin, overall, you kind of feel like that this season might be a dud then overall then, right? You sound very – is there any firework that you – because I know you asked I think you would say fireworks because I asked Eric the question about Dak's coming off injury. He uh-huh. said that's a firework. You felt like that he's going to be okay for that. He's going to be ready for that, right?
Yes, sir. That's a firework for me. Yeah, I think Dak is fine. I like Dak and CD. I like them together as a tandem. Yeah, I do.
Okay. And Matt Eberflus, we talked about, Eric thought that was a dud. And you seem to feel like that it's
a firework.
Fireworks.
Yeah. Yeah. Based on what they had. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think fireworks. Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. The win loss right now, over under for the Cowboys, 7.5. Does that feel pretty right to you?
Yeah. They'll get more than that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They'll win more than 7 games.
Go get that eight. Hit that over. Smoke a stogie.
I had them winning 9 games.
Okay. All right. All right.
But that's not enough. That's not enough to get you in the tournament.
No. No.
No, definitely not.
No.
Definitely not. But hey, Calvin, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for taking some time. Enjoy the holiday weekend. We'll see you out in Oxnard very soon.
Oh, it'll be great to see you guys. Have a great weekend.
Can't wait. Same to you. There he goes, Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News, right here in the G-Bag Nation. I like that. He's got a totally different perspective than what I had on some
of
those fireworks or duds.
That's that hardened beat writer guy. You know, that's out there every single day, and it's just like, no.
Yeah, he's in the thick of it.
Man, I'll tell you the thing about Calvin. He's extremely honest about – I was surprised about the college coaches thing, though, but he is
– I get what he's saying. I absolutely get what he's saying.
Oh, no, I totally – that the learning curve might be a little more difficult for them.
Yeah.
But I like the ideas that they could bring. And Calvin was like, no, hell no. Pro coaches coach pro players.
Yeah, he's on it, man. Calvin's the man. Looking forward to getting out to Oxnard. That's going to be a good time hanging out with him, and probably have to get a little cigar action.
Yeah, he's him and the Rudder Room. Yeah, him and Clarence Hill are cigar guys at the Rudder Room for sure.
Big time. Okay, how about this one, Joe Theismann
is good.
Edward O'Hare.
Wait. What does Edward O'Hare do?
Hair?
But who is Edward O'Hare?
Oh, I guess that's a good question.
Like, are we just making
I got to confirm. Yeah. That's fair. We got to confirm that he's a sportsman. Edward O'Hare.
I've never heard, O'Hare. I've heard of Sean O'Hare, the pro golfer, but I've never heard of Edward O'Hare.
I'm seeing American Naval Aviator of the United States Navy.
Yeah.
I mean...
Did he play football?
Flying airplanes is a sport.
Did he play football at the Naval Academy like in the 40s, flying airplanes?
I'm glad you stopped me before I gave the ding on that one.
I think there needs to be a little bit more of a judgmental thing when, I don't know, I'm old, so I got to feel like I know the name. There's a lot of names I don't know, but Edward O'Hare was not one of my... I could chat GPT that thing and see what we got.
How about this one? Doug Pfister.
Doug Pfister was... Yes. Yes. Doug Pfister. Yes.
All right. Now we're going to put Broadus on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Ask Broadus anything at 877-881-1053. What you drinking? What you thinking on a Thursday that feels like a Friday at 5 o'clock? ABA, next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Josh Hart. Xavier Leggett.
Wait. Leggett. Xavier Leggett.
Leggett.
It spells leg, but doesn't really pronounce Leggett. Leg. So maybe
I'm saying no.
We will go no. We will go no on that.
No.
Yeah, we got to have some type of
rules.
Of good
some
rules
balance.
And arbiters up in here. Okay, Rafael Palmeiro.
Yes.
Yeah, Palmeiro.
Good call. Good call. Dean Palmer, absolutely. Yeah. Lance Armstrong, yeah. Eric Armstead. Getting it done, Tolos. Thank you. 877-881-1053.
This might actually go till 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, man. We're basically, what, we're at the halftime? At the halftime?
We're at the halftime, yeah.
So let's see if we can keep this thing going for two more quarters. We have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up at the top of the hour, 877-881-1053. But right now it is time for a holiday staple here in the G-Bag Nation, a little ABA, Ask Broadus Anything. He has to answer. He has to answer honestly. He's answered some really tough questions in the past.
Yeah.
Okay, he's gotten very vulnerable. So this can be in or out of sports, of course. So please let us know here on the text, 877-881-1053.
You didn't tell me when we were doing this yesterday, you're like, hey, man, we're going to do the last broadest, but then you throw in that caveat. Like,
just want to make sure.
All right, yeah, we're good.
That they know that they can literally
there
ask.
There going to be some crazy-ass whatever, questions. Get ready.
Whatever
yeah.
they want. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you have been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. And now we tee it up. Okay, let's go ahead and jump in here. A couple people want to know if you got the short end of the stick when it comes to PTO days or vacation, because you are always in the saddle and at the mic.
No, I just you know what? It's I'm not gonna lie.
You punt on PTO every year. You just turn them in. Hey, I had like there was 6 or 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
You give them back to the bosses.
Yeah. I'm gonna take a couple of days though before I go to camp on the 21st.
Okay.
So like I'm supposed to work the day of the 21st, which is that Monday, and I'm flying out Monday night. Nope. Gonna take that day off. Gonna take the Friday off before that. So I'm gonna be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then the next time you'll hear my voice will be the 22nd from Oxnard, California, from the tennis courts. Next time you'll hear my voice.
All right.
Once we do that.
I love that. Yeah, you need that.
But no, I am super.
Rest the body before the rigors of training camp.
I'm super competitive, and we compete for ratings here.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that I need to kind of do my part.
Respect on that.
To help everybody else, yeah.
We do got to have those ratings be up and up.
Yep.
Your presence is a huge factor. 214 brought us any good char grilled oysters in DFW. We got to go Fuego Rapido on these, okay?
Oh, man.
Char grilled oysters in DFW.
The Acme, is that's one of New Orleans. What's my guy's name? Oh, somebody please. Bo Bellamy and his brothers have, there's an oyster
Bill
house.
Bill Bellamy.
Bill's back in the day from MTV, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't he on always the spring break stuff?
Yeah, Mr. Booty Call.
Yeah, Bill. But
definitely
yeah.
an oyster guy.
But Bo Bellamy and his brothers have, and they have the oyster house here in town. I need to look at. I haven't been there yet, but you know what? Yeah, the thing about making your own oysters though, or doing your own charbroiled oysters though, it's the hardest part is actually shucking the oysters. You know, getting those things opened up because you don't want to injure yourself. You don't want to make sure you have an oyster knife and all that stuff. But man, you can make some really, really good ones with the Parmesan cheese and the spinach. You can make them like I do them in Oyster Bienville or Rockefeller. The cheese, the bacon. You can get some seriously good flavor that doing that yourself. The hardest part is opening up those oysters. You know, cleaning them up, open them. Any cracked shells, they're bad. Don't use the cracked shelled ones. But yeah, try and make your own, man. It's not hard. The hardest part is opening the oysters.
903 Broadus, was your teammate Sammy Martin a good teammate
at
LSU?
Excellent teammate. Sammy Martin, Brother Martin High School there, I believe. Sammy. We used to. Sammy was one of those guys. He had really thin air. Sammy was a guy that was super elusive in the open field. He was a track guy, and he could literally, like, his body would be going one way and his legs the other. He had that kind of ability to run, and you hand him the ball. He was probably 165, 168 pounds. Wasn't big at all.
But he had wheels.
But he was so elusive with the ball in his hands.
Dawson might say wiggly.
Very wiggly as a player. Yeah, we're number 23 at LSU. Whoever texts that in, thank you for doing that. Sammy's a damn good dude.
Let's see here. We have the 214. How would you recommend someone getting into scouting for a living?
Yeah, it's hard. It really is. You don't. There's nothing I did in school to do it. I got involved with recruiting. I was in coaching and then went into recruiting and then got a job with the World League. And a guy told me, he said, listen, I'm going to get you a job. You should be in the NFL doing this. I said, man, I'm happy doing what I'm doing. And sure enough, I got a job. I got fortunate. I got recommended. These jobs open and close so fast, so fast. When you think there's one open, it's already closed. And it's a lot of it is by kind of word of mouth that got people already hired. I would recommend, like I say, getting into recruiting if you're young enough and you get into working with a college program.
Yeah, climb it that way.
I got to meet a lot. When I was at LSU, I got to meet a lot of scouts would come through, and I would meet with them and talk about our players and then provide the film and all that. So I was the liaison between the NFL scouts and our program. Got to know a lot of guys that way, but it was really going to work at NFL Europe that got me the job that I was able to do. Because there was nothing I studied in school or anything. I was going to be a college recruiter. That's how I was working. 1989, 1990, I was at Texas A&M and then went to work at the World League. I was prepared to stay in recruiting, you know, once I was working that first year with R.C. Slocum.
All right, don't let these guys in the 559 draw you off sides. But, Broadus, why don't you interact with fans more at remotes? You have a don't bother me vibe.
I do.
You're honest about that.
I do. And, you know, like I said, I feel like that I know that you and Zach do a tremendous job when people, like, we're at baseball games and stuff, and I see it. It's not the don't bother me vibe. I don't want to get into a conversation that I can't get out of. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to interact with me, and this is going to sound terrible, some people take it too far. Some people take it way, way, way too far. I could get one or two questions. I can't get seven questions, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I put off that vibe because I don't want to disappoint somebody. I would rather you be disappointed me not talking to you than me having to say, hey, listen, I got to go, you know, and make you feel like trash for asking me like the seventh question about something. So, yeah, I don't mean to put that vibe off, but I do it just so I don't have to like disappoint you by saying, listen, I can't answer your seventh question here. Because a lot of you do. A lot of you will ask seven questions, and good for you for doing that.
Lisa Lightfoot. She was a trackster.
Lisa Lightfoot.
Got that one confirmed.
Okay. Shout out to Gail Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out about the Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Okay.
All the Lightfoots out there, or the light
from
feet.
The Chickawas down to the big game they call Gitchagumi.
Broadus, somebody wants to know if they could get with your Crown Media business and do a fantasy football show for your new company.
You know what? I've got some fantasy football people in mind for this thing.
Nice, dude. And,
but like I said, I'm working on all my sponsorships and stuff like that. We maybe will have an opportunity another time, but I got some guys that I know that I really... I'm not a fantasy football player myself, but I've got people in mind that are really good at it, and I want to make sure that I have the right people doing that. Appreciate the offer, though.
469, what is your greatest fantasy?
My greatest fantasy? Man, you know what? I lost my marriage because of the Super Bowl, you know?
Sounds bittersweet.
I did. I told you my first wife, when she signed the divorce papers, she signed the papers and she looks at me and goes, now go win the effing Super Bowl. And I did later that year.
Man of your word.
Yeah. That was my sports fantasy. I would say that would be the one that I had.
Winning the Super Bowl.
Winning the Super Bowl was because that's what I set out to do.
What about now? Now in your world?
Oh, Crown Global Media.
Get that thing off the ground.
I want that thing
into the stratosphere.
I want that thing to be like, I want that thing to be where it is, where the folks are just consuming it in a way that is just, that gets, I'm really interested in trying to get people, like I say, my whole thing with the draft show when we started that was to investigate and educate. Crown Global Media for me is the same way, that just to go out there and just make sure that people that consume our stuff, mm-hmm. that's my fantasy for that. I'm sure they meant something else, but I answered it a different way.
It's a great fan. They didn't specify.
They did not.
It was just a general fantasy.
It was just a general fantasy.
Broadus, you make in the 817, Broadus, you make a lot of OnlyFans jokes. How many are you actually subscribed to?
One. Yeah.
Just one.
Just one.
That very special someone.
Yes, that very special one, yeah.
Well, you're a foot guy.
Yeah. No, you got me wrong. Rear guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your, okay, yeah, let's do the power rankings here.
Yeah, just the
so rear. So you're going, you're a tush guy first and foremost.
First and foremost, yeah, sure.
And then you're a heart and soul guy, right? Personality guy?
Oh, yeah. No, if you're, I would be a smile guy.
Ooh.
Smile guy, yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, fit. Be fit.
903 brought us your dream job as a GM. If you could GM any team in the NFL, would it be the Cowboys?
Yeah, it'd absolutely been the Cowboys because I grew up here. This would have been, you know, the one that I really would love to have done, I'd love to have done the Raiders. I'd love to have been the GM for the Raiders. If I would have stayed in Green Bay instead of moving on to Philadelphia, I would have never got the opportunity to run that draft, but every one of those guys I worked with in Green Bay got a general manager's job. And so it kind of is a little bit of a bittersweet thing. I'm glad I got the opportunity in Philly, but I probably should have stayed and just rode it out in Green Bay until the right one came along.
817, who's the most annoying team member on the show? Not at the station, but on the show. Obviously, it's going to be Mir Wolchuk, probably more often than not. You can go ahead and give me my credit.
No, I think that there's times where like you will do things that I'll tell you what's interesting about you. You will fight like when it comes time to fight about something. You've made me more mad.
That's true.
Like you will. Like I've stood up before and just MF'd you, and it's got on the camera, right?
Yes.
Hasn't it?
Yeah, like, that rolled into the commercial break. That was all-time fan cam footage, I would say.
Yeah, I've yelled at Wolchuk before, but I've never like I've yelled at you before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're a difficult guy to fight with because you're very quick to come back with stuff. You bring up some very good points, and you kind of draw people into a – to like, whoa, wait a minute, what did he just say kind of mode? And then, yeah. But I fought with you more. I fought with Dawson
like
before.
You fought with all of us. I feel like you fought with maybe Wolchuk the most or Dawson the
oh,
most.
Oh, I fought with Dawson before. There's been times.
Quite a bit.
When I was working just part-time, like Dawson would say things and I would just go off on him and then he would be like, you know, okay, we're not having you back anymore. Or we'd have to text each other like, hey, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to cross the line. Did I cross? You know, I'm like, no, man, I'm sorry. It's, you know, that kind of a thing. But I fought with Dawson quite a bit.
I do love your ability to squash. Like it, you fight and then
that comes,
next segment, it's over.
No, there was a time, and I tell you a story. There was one time where Mickey and I went at it and I told Rob Phillips to shut the F up because he was trying to break the fight up. And then Mickey and I went right back into doing broadcasting stuff.
You can close the book immediately.
Yeah, I think that comes from sitting in draft rooms, you know, because there's a lot of times you get challenged on things, and you got to be able to put it aside and move on, you know.
Yeah, that's a great skill set that you have. Okay, we got a lot more text coming in. We will carry this over. Ask Broadus anything. 20 minutes away from what you drinking, what you thinking, plus some sports. Fred Davis in the building. We got 4 hours of Fan After Dark tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Think Fred might mix it up in the 6 o'clock hour with us as well, and we're back in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tommy Neck. All right, we continue. Ask Brought Us Anything here. Brought Us, somebody wants to know, by the way, what you drinking, what you thinking in 12 minutes. So dial it up on the phone lines, 877-881-1053, as Brought Us is making fun of someone on television right now.
I'm just saying that Dominic Foxworthy, he looks like he's working with the basement guy. Somebody always talks, oh, you're like a guy in the basement. He's working with a guy in the basement today.
Yeah, he does his...
Who is he working with?
Dominique Foxworth Show. He hosts it with a young-looking guy, probably in his 20s, and it's a podcast that airs on ESPN.
ESPN. I give him credit, but it kind of like when they say, oh, you're working with the guy in the...
He looks like he's in his mom's basement right now, just giving sports takes.
I bet you they're good sports takes. He's trying to tell us why... He might be a WNBA expert because every one of the questions seem to be like
WNBA related.
WNBA related.
This guy has not seen the sun in months. That's clear. Watching sports.
He looks like a British rock band guy
putting numbers together. Like yeah, he does.
Like he'd be on The Cure.
All right. Somebody wants to know in the 480 from Louisiana.
Yeah.
Love to fish.
Yeah.
Saltwater or freshwater fishing? What's your favorite?
Mainly freshwater fish, you know, and when the only time that I ever got to saltwater fish was when I was working on a platform out in the Gulf of Mexico. That was the only time. And that's when we were catching redfish off the platform. I was 100 foot above off the water and we'd go down the stairs and go down to fish. And there'd be like those redfish, triggerfish, all those fish down there. But man, the redfish around those platforms is so good. And, but yeah, mainly my fishing's done. I don't go to many lakes. I fish at Echo Lake in Brownsboro, and that's kind of where I go. I know the lake. I know where certain things are, like where certain, creeks are, where trees are, where things are, you know, kind of, you know, you could fish around and know where to throw things. So that's if you took me out to another lake and asked me to fish, it might be a little bit more difficult for me because I'm so used to fishing at that one lake.
Lewis Lips,
Pittsburgh Steelers back in the day.
Ron Tugnutt,
pitcher. No, goalie. He was a goalie. He was a hockey. I was thinking of Tug McGraw. Ron Tugnutt was a hockey goalie.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
He absolutely is and was and forever will be. Okay, 877-881-1053, ask Brought Us Anything. Best gumbo in Dallas? This guy's a Nate's guy, but is there another place?
Well, I like Nate's. I think Nate's. I think Nate's has got the. You know, has got the. What they got the seafood and they got the creel. They've got two different styles. You know, Shell Shack. We go to. We are at Shell Shack next week, right?
Yes, we are next Wednesday.
Shell Shack does a really nice
off Henderson
job.
Here in Dallas. Yeah.
I tell you what, it's kind of hard for me to when I know I can make gumbo. It's kind of hard for me to go out and get gumbo, but I do like Nate's. I'm a big fan of Nate's overall. If I was to take people, like if I couldn't take them to Shell Shack, I'd take them over to Nate's.
325 just turned on ESPN2 to see what we were talking about, and I think we nailed the description here of this gentleman.
Yeah,
Mom's Basement Sports Takes.
I think the guy probably knows his S, but he looks like again he looks like a kind of a like he played in a band. Like he's,
yeah. 214. Who has the worst sports takes at the station?
Choppy.
And it's funny that you say that because he said, "And why is it choppy?"
Yeah, choppy. Choppy has the worst sports take. But choppy. It's funny. Choppy will have a sports take, and then you can kind of talk him out of the sports take. You
yeah,
know? Like Sean will challenge him. Bobby will challenge you now. Bobby knows like he's got like useless facts and figures in that brain of his.
It's been Bobby versus Chop on a couple of things this week.
Yeah.
Where they're like screaming at each other. Yeah. It was Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
I think it was Jacob DeGrom. A lot of screaming matches in the morning show this
Sean's
week.
Sean's like, yeah, you need to scream more. Scream at each other. Yeah, it's good for ratings.
It's good.
It's good for ratings.
Broadus, what's your favorite thing to do in Oxnard when you're not watching practice?
I'll tell you what, man. We have a lot of fun at the Rudder Room.
You know, it's hard to beat.
It's hard to beat. Like we will generally as a crew, we'll go out and have some dinner. We like to go to Spencer McKenzie's, get some fish tacos, things like that, get the burrito, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing. And then we head on over and you can kind of find the who's who of covering the Dallas Cowboys at the Rudder Room. The people there are super nice. Make sure you bring cash. It's a cash only.
It is cash only.
If you show up, make sure you got some cash on you. They do have an ATM machine in the building. But it's just the owner, they're all, everybody loves to see us all show up. And if you go out there and you're kind of hanging out, make sure you bring like a hoodie or a jacket because on the beach at night, it gets a little chilly. Little chilly.
Without question.
Yeah.
Gotta pack a jacket.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. We have Broadus. Who's the next DFW team that will win a title? Next title in DFW goes to which team?
Probably the Stars, right? I mean, with the coaching change, that might have taken them back a couple of years. I kind of feel like they're a team that's built to be if they catch some breaks. You think you're not thinking the Mavs, are you?
No, I mean, if Cooper Flagg meets the expectations, then you have a real shot. But that's probably like a half decade from now.
I just kind of feel like the Stars are. I felt like maybe the last couple of years they positioned themselves to do this and they haven't followed through. I still think I think the Cowboys are probably the furthest away.
And Broadus, what is your go-to Whataburger order? We've actually gotten a couple of those texts in.
I'm a fan of the number one with cheese.
Just basic Whataburger.
Yeah, with cheese.
Tried and true.
I understand the folks that like the various things that you can, like the patty melts and all those other things. But I'll tell you what, my man Travis Hill and the Dallas Whataburger stores, they do a great job of taking that number one for me and putting cheese on it, and it tastes great every single time.
Broadus, will your Crown Media podcast network have any motorsports?
I'm hoping that, like I said, as I grow, that I can.
It's just going to start
football.
Really,
yeah, really football related. It's going to start off NFL, well, Cowboys, NFL, college football, and then the fantasy football stuff. I'd like to incorporate, but it's really going to start out. I'm hopeful to launch this thing on the 1st of September before the Cowboys season starts. I think we're on that progress right now, and I'm excited about that. Like I say, but I want to grow this thing. It's really all about sponsorships and stuff like that. It's about, you know, I'm not quitting day jobs or anything like that. This is kind of something I want to do. But, I mean, like I say, sponsorships take money to have more podcasts.
Okay, this one's pulling at the heartstrings a little bit. 903, Broadus, do you think you'll ever find true love again?
Oh, I'm dating a gal right now that she's been through a football season with me and understands my goals of what I've been trying to do. And she understands the studio I want to do. I'm 61 years old. Michelle has been super, super great to me. It's been, you know, I feel terrible right now because she's sick because I got sick. But yeah, she's been outstanding to me.
Okay, other than the day your son was born, if you could relive any day in your life, what would it be? I'm guessing Super Bowl. But I saw you at that Rangers championship parade.
Rangers championship parade was a blast.
That's all time.
I will say, you know, when I got to LSU's won a couple of national championships in football that I was a part of. I mean, not working for the team, but being in the game. I love those. I would love to relive being 9-0 at Lambeau Field for that NFC championship game when we beat Carolina. Because I had 8 of my buddies in town for that game. And they were all up in the stands.
Wow.
And so after the game, I gave them all like NFC championship hats, you know, the locker room hats.
Yeah. You got it for them?
I grabbed 8 hats and just made a dash out the door and met them out in the parking lot. And we celebrated out in the parking lot at Lambeau Field while it was about 8 degrees. And it was just so much fun. It really, really was. That was a great time in my life.
Danny Woodhead. Nailed it. Okay, let's go ahead and get you into the 5 o'clock hour. Of course, we have the Expressway G-Bag of the Day with Lucius at 5:30 leading into LA Live. But coming up next, let's go ahead and get you a little what you drinking, what you thinking. 877-881-1053. Next right here in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.